Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rodriguez for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is hit by the pitch. Kaline moves to third. Freehan moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is hit by the pitch. Kelly moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Rodriguez applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Allen moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wood. Taylor moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Frien hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Frien and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta strikes out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Brinkman applying the tag. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wood moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Wood trying to get to home. Kaline throws the ball into Freehan who tags Wood who's trying to score from second, for the out. Kelly moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Freehan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melton strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Cash moves to third. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cash scores. Stanley moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman bunts towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. Stanley scores. Brinkman moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams pinch hits for Ed Hairman. Fred Sherman now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Tom Egan pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Rick Reichardt pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rich Gossage now pitching. Walt Williams now playing right field. Tom Egan now catching. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Rodriguez moves to second. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Frien hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Horton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Terry Forster now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. Kaline moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Allen is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado misplays the ball. That's an error on Alvarado. Fred Sherman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brinkman moves to second. Fred Sherman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherman takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brinkman scores. Sherman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Egan for a passed ball. Sherman moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline is walked intentionally. Vicente Romo now pitching. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frien for the out. Sherman scores. Rodriguez moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-0, Tigers. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Willie Horton. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Egan for a passed ball. Kaline moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnstone moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnstone moves to third. Andrews moves to second. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. Egan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnstone scores. Andrews moves to third. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Tigers. Chuck Seelbach now pitching. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Andrews scores. Williams moves to third. One out. It's 5-2, Tigers. Jim Qualls pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls strikes out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Allen hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.